It's been a while since I did my last podcast, so hopefully this one is worth the wait. The title of this one is, Have You Been on This Road? A road that seems endless. It's dark, but you can see a glimmer of light. You feel alone, although you are surrounded by people. You try to find your way for an ideal destination, but you always end up in the same place. The atmosphere of detention hovers over you despite the fact that the road looks wide open. In this road, people get confused, judged, and the sense of desperation is ever present. Whereas people want to help, but you still feel trapped and helpless. There seems to be an invisible wall that you cannot break through. Millions of Americans have been on this road or are still confined in it. I know of a person who tries her best to get out of it, but after trying for many years to get out, she still felt trapped. The government offers help, but it seems like the system makes it too difficult to receive assistance. Although some people know how to work the system and receive help, they become so dependent on it that they are still imprisoned in the same road. I have been on this road a few times in the past. I lived with one of my uncles in Manila. He has 5 children and 2 are special needs kids. He and his wife have big hearts, so several of my cousins lived with them for a few years while I was going to college. They had less than 1,000 square foot apartment, 2 bedrooms and a bath. There are times when 12 to 15 people lived in this small home. Sometimes we don't have enough finances that our regular dinner are steamed rice, tomatoes, and soy sauce, or a little dried fish. All of us have been in this road. It may not be about physical poverty, but emotional or spiritual hunger. This morning I heard a song by Third Day, and it embodies what I'm talking about. Well, no matter who you are and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can't make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. All of us can help others in many ways. We need community. However, the ultimate help comes from our Father in heaven. I love the lyrics of Hillsong, Mighty to Save. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. The road I'm talking about can be a saving grace for us as well. It's a place where we realize that there's another reality. It's a zone where we can hear the voice of God clearer. Then suddenly, our perspective in life changes and we are able to shatter that invisible wall that is bounding us for many years. The chain and the shackles that pull us back break, and we grasp that all we need is to fully surrender to the Almighty God. Last Saturday, I had a meeting with 2 godly men. As the waitress came, we asked her if she has any prayer requests since we are just about to bless her food. She requested to pray for her young daughter, who was just diagnosed with mental deficiency. At the end of our lunch, she agreed that our group can come to her house to lay hands on her daughter. Yesterday, I had lunch with a person who wanted me to be her mentor so she can finish her master's degree from a Christian university. As the waitress came to serve our food, I asked her, "We are just about to bless our food. Do you have any prayer requests?" She was startled and immediately said to pray for her uncle's health. Then she turned her back on us. However, she came back immediately and said that she was touched and thanked us. She came back a few times to our table while we were eating to thank us over and over again. When we were about to leave, she said with teary eyes that she appreciated the prayers and she felt different. She said that even her co-workers noticed that she changed from being short on them to being joyful. Today, many people need a miracle from God. Would you consider being a miracle for others by offering them some assistance or to pray with them, because God can change the road they are on? God bless you.